You're listening to Ink Studs on CITR 101.9. That was Arcade Fire off their new album, Neon Bible. That sufficiently fulfills my FemCon and CanCon for the day. I am just kidding. Great Canadian music. Good stuff. This is the Ink Studs show, the show where we talk about comics. Today I have a very special interview I conducted about a month ago with Mark Bell and Owen Plummer, Jason McLean, and Marc Delange, or Delange, as I like to call him. I don't think he likes it when I call him that. It's for the book Naugadod, which Mark edited and published. Well, he didn't publish it. It was co-published between Picturebox Books, which is probably one of the best publishers as far as like arty comic stuff out of New York, kind of manhandled by Dan Nadel, who is a very talented guy putting together a bunch of great books, as well Conundrum Press in Montreal, which is a good, great Canadian publisher who published a bunch of good stuff, including some Joel Ullman books. So I hope you enjoyed the interview. I was supposed to interview Gary Groth and Kim Thompson today, but Apes this weekend, so they're going to be in San Francisco. I think they said they're going to be on a plane right now. So I hope you're having fun in your plane ride down to San Francisco, Gary Groth and Kim Thompson. The reason I was going to interview them is because of the lawsuit that is currently pending, where Harlan Ellison, the nice guy that he is, I'm being extremely facetious here, is suing them for, I think, libel, because first part of it is a book that they published of a collection of interviews with writers in the Comics Journal, and his name was featured as one of the writers, about like 12 or 15 on the cover, and the other is comments that they made, and they're yet to be published, but has been previewed on the Fantagraphics website. Comics is Art, We Told You So, a unabashed history of Fantagraphics. I think you got the title right. It's basically warts and all. Biography history of Fantagraphics, put together by Tom Spurgeon. I've read the first chapter. It's pretty nice. I recommend checking out. If you search the Fantagraphics website, you can find it as well. This weekend, if you're looking for something to do, Vancouver Comic Con on Sunday, featuring Steve Rolston, Brendan Graham. Brendan Graham and Corey Lewis are coming up from Seattle. Dave McCaig will be there as well. So my local homies like Robin Thompson, Kelly Everhart, Vern Andrew, Radar Friends, yay! Don King, Stephanie Blakely, Mike Meyer. Both Stephanie and Mike are doing some of my favorite minis in town right now, so check them out. Critical Hit Comics, those guys seem to be getting lots of love from people around the place, so go check them out. 3102 Main Street at 15th and Main, Sunday 11 to 5. As well, the reason I did this interview with Mark and Jason was to promote a signing they were supposed to do back in March, but it ended up getting postponed. And I think it's going to be on May 17th. So May 17th, go meet the Naugadod guys at Sophia Books, probably about 7 p.m. I'll have more information on the website, inkstuds.com. As well, future guests coming up. Hopefully next week will be Ed Brubaker. If all goes right, I still need to confirm with him. I think he's got to go fly to New York and be some hotshot superstar Marvel writer thing. As well, Ed Pisker, who is drawing the next Harvey Pekar book, and I just got a preview of it. It's awesome. It's a definitely different venture for Harvey, and I think you're all going to enjoy it. And then next month, we got Scott McCloud, Tim Sale possibly, Frank Santoro, a whole bunch of different whack of great talent. So listen, enjoy, and I'll see you next week. Rock and roll. Ink Studs. CITR.
Of my lady, we'd been together too long, like a worn out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed, and in the personal columns there was this letter I read. If you like piña colada, if you're not into
escape. About my lady, I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into the same old routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad, and though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. She walked in the place. I knew a smile in an instant. I knew the curve of her face. It was my own lovely lady. And she said, oh, it's you. Then we laughed for a moment. And I said, I never knew that you liked.
This is Inkstead Show, joined today at the lovely Ovaltine restaurant with Mark Bell, Owen Plummer, Jason McLean, and Mark DeLange.
Yeah.
Pronounce it right. And
DeLange.
There we go.
My putting on a curl. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, Justin B. Williams.
Yeah, I had him on a while ago. Today we're going to talk about Naga Dot, a collection of prehistoric Canadian Psychedelia, and also maybe a little bit about Molly Sheepwash.
Melanie. Well, it's sort of the occasion. Well, Sophia asked me to do a signing for Naga Dot, and I thought, why not make it more interesting and invite other people to debut books. So, and Jason and Mark
DeLange
happened to be Jesus. Publishing a book through Neves.
Was this
Neves.ch?
Neves.ch. Web friendly.
It's they do
everything.
What do they do, Jason?
I don't know. They do artist books.
He doesn't even know what they do.
I never talked to them.
They do.
Mark DeLange has been talking to them on email.
What have you gotten them into, Mark?
You have to pay money, and then you do a book, and then you can
pay money.
Yeah, and then you can sell them. And
it's like those
make your money.
It's like those poetry chat books.
It's like those greeting cards, like Grit or something, or like.
Sell to your neighbors. Your
parents, yeah, go your neighbors. Go door to door on the downtown east side.
What happened to the good old Kinko's photo copy?
That's what Arthur Salant said we should do with Naugadod, sell it door to door. This guy, Arthur Salant, he refused to be in the Naugadod.
But he wants us to sell it door to door.
He's a great artist.
You should try to sell it door to door. Why did he refuse?
Because he thought, numerous reasons. He talked a lot about how Salvador Dali got someone got their hands on some good reproductions of Salvador Dali's paintings and made like posters and ripped them off, and also how Elvis lost the rights to his publishing or something and got ripped off. So he was
because
worried about
printed in the book.
Yeah, he was worried about
because
the rights to his work.
Elvis's friends.
But I told him, that his work would be copyright Arthur Salant, but.
Really?
But he's one man's vision. I respect it.
Now, Naugadod, how many artists did you end up having total? Mark Bell, you were the kind of the curator of the book? Would that be the best term to use?
Yeah, or editor.
Editor.
Yeah.
Guy that threw it together?
Yeah.
The guy who went through the agonizing pain.
Oh, my God.
Scanning it all in.
Oh, ouch.
How many mini-comics or mini-zines? What would be the best term? Because originally most of the stuff was printed in minis. Just minis?
Yeah, minis.
Canadian books.
What's that?
Canadian-style books? It's kind of weird calling them mini-comics because they're not really comics. Oh. So what would we call them, like, mini-books or... Canadians.
Small press books.
Small
personal
press
diaries.
Personal diaries. I don't know.
Zines, I suppose.
Zines, but then they're a little different.
Homage to Owen Plummer.
But then they're not really zines, right? They're not like.
Okay.
They don't have a lot of like band reviews in them and stuff.
Not a lot of diary entries.
But I guess they're zines essentially. I guess right. They're zines or.
And his covers basically like 95 to 2005.
Yeah, roughly, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's some stuff before
that. Maybe a little before.
There's a few things before that.
Yeah.
So you guys have known each other for quite some time?
Well, I don't know. I've known Owen for
14 years.
Well, when we were in Italy.
At Delonge's place.
Delonge.
Delonge.
What used to be my hairdresser? I know Mark for like 20 some years.
That long?
Yeah,
no.
20 years. 86?
No, it was this
back in the Beale days.
Beale Art days.
Beale Art in London, Ontario.
Oh, okay.
And that's when I met Pete too, Pete Thompson.
Scotty Potty.
I met Owen at Emily Carr before I got in there when I was hanging out and I was
in the bathroom.
He was giving him free bakery products.
Free bakery
in the little
products.
Dog room.
Him and Melanie Sheepwash.
Yeah.
Gave you a show at the Stairwell Art Gallery.
Stairwell Art Gallery,
even
yeah.
Even you weren't even in that.
It was in my women's studies class.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to bring focus back to the book.
Focus.
I don't know if we really need to talk about Owen's women's studies class.
Oh, man.
No?
Unless you guys want to talk about...
We could talk about Jason's food here.
Yeah, Jason has a lovely bacon cheddar burger with mushrooms.
Thank you.
And lovely ketchup.
They don't have the regular steak cut fries. They must be out. They run out sometimes.
Better ask for a refund.
They're good though.
They're called... What are those kind called? They're...
crinkle cuts.
Crinkle cut.
Now, once again, I'll say the date. March 15th at Sophia's Books. You guys are going to be there.
March 15th.
15th.
Vlog a dog. March 15th. 7 till 9.
Now, are all of you going to be in attendance?
I think we're all going to.
Hopefully.
If only we can get it off work.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, what kind of... you mentioned it's going to be a bunch of different stuff other than just...
My hairdressing stuff.
Yeah. Owen's hairdressing. Best hairdresser in town. Hairdresser to the stars.
Cool that Adam's giving to Eve apple. That went down.
But hopefully there'll be a few more of us.
But you guys are going to have some other stuff other than Naugadod there and Melanie Sheepwash.
Aaron Rosner, I think, is going to have a book. And Johnny P.
Johnny P. And, wait, what's that noise? But who else...
What, Owen, what are you going to have?
I'm going to have the new exciting version of the Flip-Flop Prophets.
Right.
Coming out.
Yeah.
And tell us about the Flip-Flop Prophets.
The Flip-Flop Prophets?
No, some of that's in Nogdot, correct?
Yep. Some of it.
You've got a fair amount of work and, I guess, some tribute work. Some people doing tribute to you in there.
Working in.
Including the back cover by your wife. The...
Oh, the Snuggle Totem.
Yeah, the Snuggle Totem. A very happy burger.
You showed that in New York, didn't you?
Yeah, showed it in New York, showed it in Seattle, showed it in Vancouver. It's been shown. It'll be in the window of Sophia's
books. It'll be shown again, the window of Sophia's books, March 1st.
Street.
Somewhere on Hastings Street.
The month of March.
The whole month of March, nice.
We have to do the window display.
The window display.
Yeah. If anyone has any ideas, they could email us.
Do you have a preferred email address? So do you want me to post
tell you at the end of the show.
At the end of the show. Keep listening. No, about your work in there. I kind of want to discuss each of your work, like kind of what it is that you do. People can check it out. And interest. Or you don't have to say anything. You can have like an hour of forks on the table.
Well, majority of the work in the Nogadog work is the Flip-Flop Prophets, which is fairly new work that I've been working on. It's mostly about community and real estate, and it's about mystery prophets and stuff. And other stuff that I got in there is stuff that I read through. We do books where people do a book and then other artists will take over the book and redraw it in their style and stuff.
And
so there's a couple books like Prozac Motherfuckers in there where I've redrawn some of Mark Connery's drawings.
That was actually one of my favorite things about the book, was seeing that work where you guys, one person would do it, and a couple of you would do a take on that. And your work, because there's a reoccurring theme among all of you in some style and stuff. Has that been a big part of your art process's collaboration?
Didn't Pete Thompson start the redrawing?
Pete kind of started it, and then it sort of became a thing. Like, I was asking Pete about what started first, like him redrawing the books or just kind of like stealing from each other. So we just kind of started like stealing things from each other and then putting them into our own work. And then it kind of like, just that whole idea kind of propelled a lot of activity, because Jason would draw a book, and then it kind of started when Pete would start to redraw Jason's books. And then it just kind of escalated, or just everybody started doing it, sort of. Well, not everybody, but a bunch of the artists.
Your posse?
Well, yeah, something like that.
Now, what is it about the whole comics field that kind of you guys feel a part of that? Because, I mean, it's advertised. It's somewhere between comics, psychedelic notebook doodles, and fine art. And Inkstubs being
comic-related show.
Predominantly comic-related. I want to talk about it because there is some kind of narrative thing to your work, like the one panel, just story within a panel. Is comics something you guys always feel tied to?
I think there's a lot of different influences.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'm probably the one who's done the most comics here, I guess, but Owen's done comics.
Yeah.
Jason a little bit, but not so much.
No.
Mark does comics.
Mark, would you say what you do?
It's sort of
comics.
Kind of like Far Side.
One panel.
Comics.
Mark did those things in the Only, or has done those things in the Only, those one panel. What's Total Jeopardy? Is that what it's called?
Total Jeopardy.
How complete. I haven't actually been good on reading the Only.
That's all right. You're forgiven. Yeah, I don't know.
but I think we all grew up with comic culture, so that's a big influence on our artwork and stuff, and a lot of us went to art school and stuff too, but not that that influenced our comics part, but I think we all grew up with comics and was part of our culture, pop, part of the pop culture, and lots of us are into pop culture references. There's a lot of references that are inside jokes between all of us, like referencing different things that we know about and that other people wouldn't even have a clue about, but we put them in there anyways. And so
repeat it ad nauseum.
Personal mythology.
Personal mythology. Yeah, personal.
I had Carol Moisewitch as a teacher. Do you know her work?
Sounds really familiar.
Twisted Sister.
Yeah. She was in some of those old weirdos.
Yeah, I loved Twisted Sister. Yeah, she was a really cool teacher. She used to show us her scratch board drawings in class. Did you have her as a teacher, Owen?
No, she was there after.
No. But she kind of... She was really influential. She used to always show us Pete Bag stuff and back in the early 90s. But I mean, Mark had showed me like Chester Brown and Dan Clowes and stuff and like when their comics first came out. But
Chaz was a
bit... I never felt like I could do comics. Like I think I did one comic ever.
Comics is hard work.
Yeah, but Mark got me interested in doing little books and stuff. With his books, he was doing Mac and BLR and stuff, but...
But you've stayed kind of a safe distance away.
Yeah, but then it seems like comics have morphed more into, like, the style that I've been trying to do or something, like, I don't know, or maybe there was people doing it before, but...
Well, there's the... What do you think, like, the whole Fort Thunder? Do you know about much of that? Like, Brian Chippendale or all...
Yeah.
That kind of stuff, and it seems like there is more of a developing, like earlier you guys were looking at one little drawing in my book by Justin B. Williams, as he made sure to say if I ever mention him.
Is there a Justin Williams or something that's really famous or something?
That he says it's his listed name and his artwork.
Justin's a great guy.
His art's fabulous too, but it's
like
it's,
D? No.
But it is a definite.
Like Barry.
Barry Manilow?
Yeah, Bobby.
Bobby?
I.E.
Yeah.
No. It's like Homer J. Simpson.
It's like Cher.
It's Bobby with an I.
Guys, it's taking me off topic.
That's a dog attack.
Keep on your toes, man. Yeah.
Their own language.
They're gonna need to get some speed.
Yeah.
You're on the right
street. Well, we're in the right place.
Yeah, you're step outside.
People who haven't been down to the Ovaltine are definitely missing out on a good experience.
We could have sat in the Ginsbergian booth, which is right over there, where Adam Ginsberg sat once.
Really?
No. A celebrity studded restaurant.
No.
Will
no.
Smith has been here.
Yeah,
filming, was it iRobot?
iRobot, yeah.
They blew this place up in, what was it, X-Files?
It's, anything filmed in Vancouver pretty much is big.
Filmed in the Ovaltine.
Not that anything filmed in Vancouver is any good. My ongoing complaint. Now, Naga Dodd published, in joint by, Conundrum Press and, released in the U.S. by Picturebox. What kind of role? I got to do the whole, you know, spiel thing.
That's all right. Okay. Shall I explain to the people?
No, but putting the book together, were you approached by Conundrum, or is this something you want to
work
on?
Yeah, Conundrum wanted me to do, originally wanted me to collect, collect some of these weeklies I'd been doing. And I think I just realized it was just, I just didn't want to do it, or it would just be too difficult to put it all together in a book. It'd be too much work. Like, it might happen eventually, but at this point I don't know if it's going to happen anymore. But anyway, so I proposed this idea to him. I think first I might have proposed a different book, like a Connery book, but then we kind of settled on this idea, which he was into. So, and then luckily, I hooked him up with Dan, and Dan sort of decided to help distribute it in the States, which has been really great for it. I think it's been getting a lot of press down there and stuff, which is, or well, like not a ton, but, you know, it's been getting, people are checking
Picture
there.
Box is pretty
you know, it actually works quite well with all the other stuff there. It was definitely
it's distributed through DAP, which has been really good for it, because DAP is really into it. Like, they really like it, and so they've been selling it, so.
Now, you call it Psychedulia. Is that kind of to give it its own kind of, now I hate doing this, but like, art style? Because, I mean, I hear so many people try to describe it. There's, like, ugly art, beautiful losers, all sorts of different things over there. Is that you kind of going, okay, it's just, this is what it is.
Yeah, well, it's a term I think Pete and I were using in some of the books we made. We had a book called Totally Psychedelic. So it's kind of an extension, it's an extension of that. It seemed funny to add prehistoric in front of it, just because it, I don't know, kind of implies that it will continue maybe or something in some form or another, but I guess it's just, it's sort of calling it psychedelic, but it's not really, like, it's, I wouldn't want it to be called like psychedelic art, because it's not really exactly psychedelic art, but it is sort of, so well, it's psychedelic and doodle combined, I guess.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I didn't want to make it seem like we were trying to pretend we were some kind of art movement. I guess that would be up to the historians, I guess, or something. Not up to us.
50 years from now.
Yeah, I'm just. I think with the book, I just tried to maintain the confusing part of the material, but also present it in a way so people could see the links between it. Because someone might have one of the books, but might not have this other one that someone read through. So it was very handy in that way to sort of show people how this stuff sort of operated, or what we were doing with it, sort of.
Now, a lot of the books were pretty low-print ones, because they're all mostly photocopied stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You've seen a fair amount at Lucky's. Was there anywhere else? Was it, like, maybe some stores in Montreal, or?
Oh, yeah, here and there, yeah, I think so. And Jason, you sent yours. I mean,
we sent it all over. Like, I remember when I was in art school, my friend Jay Isaac and I, we were doing books, and we had a bake sale to raise money for our books, but then we made some books, and then we sent them, like, to the Franklin Furnace, to the Museum of Modern Art's Book Art Archive, and they accepted them and stuff, so they've gone, like, everywhere from there to, like, I was in, like, a junk store up on Fraser Street called Bob's Books and Records, and there was, like, one that was, like, someone had cashed in from, like, a state of sale or something. Like, it ended up in the bookstore, so they kind of go all over the place, you know. But it's funny, like, people, like, when I was doing different shows in the States and stuff, like, I was really surprised people knew stuff that I'd done, because they just kind of circulate, like, under, like between little groups, and people show people, and other people show people.
Under the radar. And some people collect them, like, there's this woman in is it Peterborough? No.
Yeah.
Peterborough to collect the would collect them.
Esther
for a while.
Vincent, yeah,
she would just, like, she would kind of buy, want to get all of them.
Yeah, there's, like, weird collectors, like, who, like, get obsessive about them. They're, like, kind of like, maybe, like, E.P. Nichols, like, collectors or something, you know, where they want everything, all the, like, get every little thing you've ever done. I used to be that way with Mark's stuff, and then he started making too much stuff.
Yeah, who needs it all? Who needs it all? But Mark DeLonge is kind of, he's kind of new to it, relatively new, I guess, right?
Yeah, I made two books on my own, I think.
But you were making all the thought pages.
Think pages,
sorry.
Yeah, that's true.
That's so easy.
It was like a double-sided Xerox.
Just kind of folded.
Then you did
folded.
An Eames book, too. Sold out.
Yeah.
Sold out.
Sold out, didn't it?
Yeah.
Now,
Kim Gordon did a Sonic Youth Eames book.
Really?
And that legitimizes that.
Yeah, anything to do with Sonic Youth.
Eames is from Switzerland, too.
That legitimizes them also.
We need Neil Young to do a little scene.
Place on the planet.
Legitimize her books.
What's that?
Get Neil Young to do a little scene. They'll legitimize all our books.
Yeah, man.
That'll also make it.
Give him a call. Oh, no, I just pushed.
Fall like raindrops, hostility smile. bothers me. Gentle wind warmly whispers, wraps my mind in the flowers' glow. I'm a boy of feather leather, you're a girl of rainbow snow. As I see the gypsy wagon pulling up by the city's wall, stop to see a mermaid fly by, water dog to waterfall. Then the tiger's loudly roaring, there's no darkness to be seen. I'm alive in Flower City, crystal streets are always green. Think love, walk love, talk love. Stop to tell me of the shine of the maiden smile. Velvet love, it softly fills me, chasing love for a thousand miles. Flower branches stop to touch me, flower fragrance everywhere. I'm alive in the Flower City, love and laughter fills the air. In Flower City and everywhere, in Flower City and everywhere.
Now, what are some of your educational roots for art? Like, what kind of training do you guys have? Do you want to kind of take a
Jason
turn?
Jason taught me how to draw.
Jason taught you? Who taught you, Jason?
Well, my dad used to have Canadian Business in the bathroom at our house where I grew up, so that taught me how to, like, sell my books. No, I went to art school, too much art school. It seemed like I could never leave there, but I guess there's no rush to get out of there. I went to Emily Carr School and H.P. Beale Art High School, art school, and Langara, which I was miserable up there in Vancouver, Canada. And
North Van?
No, Vancouver.
That's where I'm going. It's a fun art school.
So I did a lot of art school, and like I used to do mainly sculpture, and then I started doing some drawing. I was drawing a lot around 95, kind of so, but I started drawing like back in the 80s with Mark and Pete, but I never felt comfortable drawing around them because they were so good, and I just like felt like I couldn't draw.
No. Were they mean?
They were
they
really
make you
mean.
Cry.
Yeah,
they used to, like... Over at Mama Bell's house. We'd take them outside of town.
Yeah, they'd take me to the Sheffield truck stop.
They call it a Starlight Cruise.
We'd say, you're on your own.
Come up with some drawings.
Take your shoes away.
Work on these.
No, I did a lot of education. Education.
It's paid off.
No, I don't have a student loan anymore. Yay.
Congratulations. I think we all look forward to
this
that.
Guy's got long hair.
How about you guys, Owen?
I went to art school, too. I went to art school in Kamloops, Caribou College, and then I went to Emily Carr, where I made the mistake of running into Jason McLean.
It's been all over since
I attracted him with a big boy pitcher.
You're into Cy Twombly, though, too.
That's true.
And, like, Basquiat and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, high art.
Class. Bird.
How about you, Mark? You got pretty extensive art schooling, don't you?
Well, a little bit. Well, not. Well, you know, I don't have a BFA.
Okay.
I went to...
I don't have a BFA either.
Yeah. I went to... You don't have one either?
I don't think so.
Stanley Carr, you would have to take it.
I got a diploma.
Right.
But I was 3 credits short of getting my BFA.
I went to Beale Art, and then I went out to Mount Allison University in Sackville, New Brunswick for 3 years. Excuse me. And,
Didn't finish.
That's okay. went part-time my last year, so it would be cheaper. So I went through the motions, like did the same thing as everyone else. Went to the same parties, dressed the same as everybody else, but I didn't get the same amount of credits.
I was supposed to send Mark his grad project, too. I didn't mail it to him.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why he doesn't have a diploma.
That was a sad day.
That was really bad.
Sad day.
I feel really bad for that. I can mail it to you now.
Well, I think I have all that stuff. This is my place now.
This stuff just kind of piles up.
Oh, my God.
It's an ongoing guilt trip you can have.
What's that?
You can just have it as an ongoing guilt trip. Just think how much fun.
Oh, I forget about things. I can't do it.
Old grudges.
Hold grudges.
What about Tommy LaCroix? And Scott Evans and Naga Dog.
Yeah, should we talk with some of the other stars. People that aren't here?
Let's hear about some of the people. Peter Thompson. And
yeah, it's true, eh? We forget about us. The reason I put this together wasn't for I just wanted to show people all this stuff. But Amy Lockhart, she's on the cover.
Julie Boyce.
Mark Connery.
Joe Cook. Somewhere in there.
Bucky Fleur. Shane Eamon.
Isn't there like 40 people or something?
Oh, there's a lot of people. If you count them all, it's quite a few. There's kind of like 10 or 11 or 12 core people, sort of, and then it kind of sprawls out to different people. But Tommy LaCroix. That's a lot of people have been responding to that.
Famous chicken reviews.
Hey,
yeah, the primetime chicken.
Spot on.
Reviews of primetime chicken.
Is it?
Yeah.
Condos. Backpacker hostel.
Oh, there's enough backpacker hostels. We need more terrible chicken.
$1.99 chicken.
Juicy chicken or whatever.
Pete Thompson.
Juicy chicken's gone, but the sign's still there.
Still there.
The legend of the sign.
And you can still get the t-shirts.
World War III.
World War III, Jeff.
There's something, I guess something like a kind of reoccurring theme.
Dirty Debbie.
Dirty Debbie.
Woohoo.
Dirty Debbie.
An ongoing theme you guys have in the work is there's a certain, brutalness in some of the stuff. Like, there seems to be one side, which is like the kind of psychedelia. I feel weird saying that.
I know, it's a weird word to say.
But there's one part that's that, and then there's also another part that's more of the just really, like, rough-looking, not rough, like, rough as in, like, drawn, like, not brutal, but rough as in, like, you know.
Some rough stuff in there.
You know, is that,
Can you think of an example?
I think some of the Amy Lockhart stuff I was looking at earlier.
Oh,
it's kind of like that. The dirty dishes.
Oh yeah, the dirty dishes. Let's see.
Turn
to page. Wait, this has no page numbers.
Why no page numbers?
I'm outraged.
Hey, you didn't mention me in that little thing there.
Second, erase it.
And actually, looking at the book that you guys have coming out.
There's no page numbers either.
At Sophia Books, 7 o'clock. That work is actually pretty brutal. I find, like, your stuff in particular, Jason, there seems to be, I don't know what it is, but it's really great. It's fabulous. I really liked it.
I'm a family man.
You're a family man?
Vista? These things?
Yeah.
Well, they're kind of crazy. I mean, the dirty dishes, yeah, they're pretty crazy drawings.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of influences in all of it, and it all makes sense when you look what's going on, you know? But it's just, maybe you just don't see it here in Vancouver as much, you know? I don't know. I don't see myself doing anything different than anything else going on.
No.
Robert Dayton's in here, too.
Robert Dayton? You guys, now your work gets...
July 4th toilet
itself.
Legendary.
Jonathan Peterson.
Yeah.
Johnny P.
Keith Jones.
Keith Jones coming back.
International
superstar.
Puffers. I'm just listing names here.
He did the McSweeney's cover.
Yeah.
Most recent.
That's right.
McSweeney's.
Yeah, big star.
Yeah. Drawn and Cordley.
D&Q, man.
Well, you're published by D&Q too, right? You got a couple of things in my phonograph.
Dairy Queen?
Dairy Queen. On the cone.
Amazing. Awesome.
That'd be something, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I had a roommate that worked at Dairy Queen, and he'd bring home the burgers. All those patties are the exact same shape. The weird deformed shape.
Not the Mark Bell burger,
they're
though.
All...
Mark Bell burger.
You could do a character for Dairy Queen.
You have me and Shane.
You
should
do
hamburger burgers.
They need some kind of publicity, that place.
No.
Call us Dairy Queen.
Although there's so many books out now, though, like anthology books and stuff. Like this one, I don't know, I feel it's different. Like Mark did a great job, like 14 years or something of work.
It took me 14 years to put it together.
Yeah.
Even though it's not stuff from 2000.
No, yeah. No, but like...
But it's more like a historical thing.
Yeah, yeah, and I don't know if people are... I hope people get that idea, but... It's like it's been going on for a long time and stuff just suddenly gets overlooked in Canada, you know? It's just like we're up
still
here.
Going on. There's post-Naugadog books coming out.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It's just like...
Now, if people want to check out your stuff and don't live in Vancouver, does the family shop carry a fair amount of it at all?
They got the Naugadog.
They got the Naugadog?
What else do they got?
I don't know.
What's
the family shop?
It's
Sammy Harcum's store.
Harcum?
Yeah. Sammy Harcum?
Yeah. It's a great shop from what I've heard.
Or is there a more correct way to say it?
I was thinking like kind of like the Jewish sounding.
How did you say it?
Harcum?
Harcum.
Sammy Harcum?
Sammy
I'm probably
Harcum.
Totally sounding really offensive and stuff. But outside of Vancouver, you guys get stuff a little more attention, I think, to Vancouver. Am I correct?
I don't know. I've had some good attention in the press here, but it's not usually about my books. Maybe a little bit. Ryan Big, who used to live in Vancouver, used to write about my books a bit.
Are you saying outside of Vancouver or in Vancouver?
Outside of Vancouver.
Outside
of
Vancouver.
A lot more attention towards the stuff.
I don't know. I can't complain, but I don't know. But Naugadog hasn't got that much attention. It's been really...
Outside of Vancouver it has,
yeah.
More outside, yeah. I'd say not more outside of Vancouver than other places.
Yeah.
Reviewed in the LA Week.
You got a review.
Did a bit of a tour, too, right?
Yeah, yeah. Me and Amy and Shane, and then we went to Montreal, and Johnny P came out for the little show in New York, and who else was there? Oh, and
Julie
the
Royce.
Roadmaster, and Julie Voice. And
all these people I don't
know.
Keith Jones came down.
And international superstar.
International superstar. The legend of the Jones.
And then... we went... So it was New York... Toronto, New York. In Toronto, there was, like, Mark Connery's there, and Pete Thompson's in London, Ontario, so he came out. So it's kind of like in different places there's different people.
Yeah, we have forts all built all across the
little nation. Little Naugadog forts.
We're going to be big in Italy, too.
There was even a launch in Sackville, New Brunswick.
Sackville.
Nice.
Shane came out for that, too, so that was good. Shane and Amy.
Well, our friend Steer Raindrop went to, like, Sweden to do a show at Loyal Gallery, which shows really good artists of a certain genre, I guess. But they knew of our Naugadog book and Vancouver drawing.
No.
So it's like, I don't know, little pockets. It's just like everyone digs a little bit deeper. And
I think it's also a way that we've corresponded with other artists outside of Vancouver. We've mailed our stuff, and that's a big part of
pre-internet.
Yeah, doing the zines was that you could mail your stuff and you didn't have to worry about it because you've made a multiple and you could mail it to art galleries and stuff. You could mail it.
And they could just throw it out?
Yeah, they could just throw it out or whatever.
Pre-MySpace, pre-blog, pre-internet.
Yeah.
Pre-dog.
Pre-dog hoops?
Dog loops.
What's his name? Stephen Harper?
Can I get one, two, please?
That's two.
Me, two.
Three.
Three. Four.
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 Four Budweiser's.
Four for the king of beers. That's all you can buy up here in Canada.
Yeah,
for those
Budweiser.
Listening in America.
Yeah.
Podcast.
www.dinkstuds.com.
Awesome.
I think because we have music.
I feel like mocked.
I think because we did these exchanges with different people, it also built up.
You gotta plug your show. On your show.
Celebrity. Sorry, Owen.
The DJ 2000 Simpsons is out.
Sorry, Owen, go ahead.
Owen's giving a nice straight answer.
Trying to stay focused. Trying to get people interested.
No, sorry, Owen, go ahead.
Yeah. I think because we exchanged with different artists throughout Canada and throughout the States, we also built up people would recognize our stuff that way, too. And the community built up that way through the mail art and stuff. It's because you exchange your scene with somebody else's scene. They knew who you were, and they would tell all their friends, hey, you should check this out kind of thing.
Mail art's actually still a pretty active thing. Like, my mom gets really involved into mail art.
She's into mail art?
My mom is really into mail art.
Scrapbook.
Really?
Wow, we'll send her something.
She does the altered books and stuff.
They have a scrapbooking at Walmart, don't they?
I tell you, though, you go to one of those mail art shows, that'll make you sick.
Yeah.
I went to this big one in Chicago. There was like thousands of things there. Oh.
Found like two or three good things.
What's that?
Found like two or three good things or something.
Well, just so overwhelming. I think it just that kind of mail art just opens up the... Not so
many good. Then you get everyone thinking... Sabine. Yeah, you get everyone thinking...
Oh, is that that book?
Biggest fan.
With all the fancy stuff?
Yeah.
Totally.
Beer time. It's a long day.
Beer break.
Join the beer. I think we're coming near close to the end of my allotted time.
Jason is just gonna manifest.
You want to throw in another 5 minutes? I'm gonna cut back on music.
You can always edit, right?
We can edit. I can edit.
Oh, thank you.
Stuff.
Edit.
Actually,
let's just play music.
What you know I'm doing?
Come listen to these guys.
Nog-a-dog
theme song. The mic will be picking that up real good.
Oh, sorry.
I thought we were going to have a Studs versus Nogadon fight.
Yeah.
It brought my boxing
gloves. I think
you
guys would kick my ass.
So do you think many people will come out to the launch?
I hope so.
Not the launch of signing. I think we'll get a lot of people out.
Five.
I think everyone that listens to
Jason's going to be signing body parts.
Now, are you guys going to have some of your artwork? Because I know Jason Mark Bell, not Delosier. I don't know much about your work, Mr. Mark Delosier.
Hidden secret. East fan, hidden secret.
Are you going to have some, like, because you do silkscreen prints, a lot of your work, right? Was it silkscreen prints? It was, what kind of etchings?
I did a letterpress, and I did a couple etchings.
Are you going to have some of that kind of art there, or is it just going to be books?
Probably books, because then you drag them along the etchings and no one buys them, right?
And then you got to drag them back.
And then you got to drag them home. And then you get sad. They get all dog-eared.
So,
and then you get people going, how much?
Yeah. And then Canada Post gets their hands on
them. Oh, I can just buy the
book. They run over them with a truck.
No, I just got a print in the mail. It was a little crinkled. I wasn't happy.
It'll probably just be books, I suppose.
I might put
a couple old sculptures. I used to do a lot of soft sculpture. Might put some of those in the window, but I don't know. I have to keep focused, you know. Don't want no distractions or anything. You got to focus on the book.
Yeah, you got to focus on the page.
What other books will I be able to check out? I'll be coming down to it. What other books?
Your wallet?
I'll be bringing my wallet. You should have seen me at SPX. I was like,
new
books.
Sad mess of books sweat and beer.
What's new?
Fence. Square-headed screwdriver is going to be there.
Spider-Man.
Yeah. Spider-Man.
Mark Delonger.
Yeah.
Delage.
We have a few new books.
Square-headed screwdriver.
Flathead screwdriver and wooden heart.
Wooden heart.
But
heavy books.
The best things I've ever done, but
not the worst.
Not the worst, no.
Keep your chin up.
Keep your chin up. It's gonna be all right, Jason. It's gonna be all right.
It's sunny on the other side.
Just sip your cocoa.
It's great. Now the Hobbit book you did, the
newspaper
with Pete Thompson, the huge.
The tabloids
for that.
Newspaper.
Newspaper.
Newsprint.
Printed
printed
on, like, by this guy in New York who still prints, this guy who prints Asian newspapers, right? Like this, you know, he still has, the guy who prints them, who did the printing on that, he still has, like, the copy stand camera, like, it's the artwork's photographed. Like, yeah. He doesn't want files. He doesn't want to look at files. He
nice.
Probably doesn't have a computer. He just wants, like,
old school.
Frame it photocopies.
Old
or pay steps. Put it under the camera. Or I don't know what he talks like. I didn't meet him, but anyway, that's how that was done. So that was shot, like, from photocopies.
And that printed. Book, that was, only one of you have actually read part of Lord of the Rings?
Pete's read it. Pete's read The Hobbit. And all the Lord of the Rings. And I started with the Two Towers and got pretty confused. So that's the story with that.
You didn't watch the movies?
I watched the first one, I think. And I slept through...
He listened to Led Zeppelin.
I worked on some of the drawings while watching
Misty Mountain.
One of the DVDs at a friend's place. And listened to Led Zeppelin.
Listened to Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. But,
Little Led Zeppelin, Little Black Sabbath.
Wrong,
no problem.
Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. So no, I haven't read those.
We support these eternal bands like Led Zeppelin.
I can't.
There's so much better music out there.
Do you go to a lot of art shows and stuff? Or?
I wish I could say yes.
Yeah.
I just somehow don't get around.
Do you think?
Really horrible.
Do you think like a lot of people that buy Nagadod will like go to art shows and read comics? Or
I think the people that do read Nagadod are going to be more into going to art shows than necessarily comics. Yeah. It's,
we should interview you about Nagadod.
So
what do I think? I enjoy it. I'm happy I picked up a copy.
Had you collected a lot of the books over the years?
I didn't actually, and that was perfect.
Yeah, because then you got, you know...
Yeah.
Got them all in one swell swoop.
Because there wasn't that many made of them, and then you wouldn't know, like...
Imagine all the money
on the saved. How's the man on the street supposed to know when the new Alan Thicke half-red coming at you?
There's,
like, you just don't know. Or the World War III, like, supplies are limited.
Yeah, it's hard to
get
the
new Volvo
stuff,
roll bars is in. Oh, I'll be right down.
Now, is there any of the stuff in here you guys had particular fun doing? Like, maybe the JFK cards that you did?
Well...
With Petey?
Yeah, that was a long time ago, but, I like doing artwork in general. It's pretty fun, you know, except you did too much of it, but...
Nobody's gonna take you seriously. You gotta be really depressing in that movie.
No, I like...
Pain.
Thanks.
I don't know.
You need...
I'll draw.
Oops. It's fun, I can do this.
Yeah, I can ask.
Now, what was the question?
Is there any stuff in this book that you particularly enjoyed? Is there any stuff that you guys feel like it's just, you know, people gotta check it out? Like, particular pieces in there?
I'm the editor, I love it all. I love every choice I make. Every single last little choice.
It's gotta be something in there that sticks out.
Well, I mean, for me, being able to fish around Tommy's originals is pretty nice, because that guy's not, like, he's not the greatest at, like, making his stuff available, right? So.
Who is that?
Tommy Lacroix. So it's just nice to be able to fish around and find some stuff he hadn't.
And he did the
printed,
photo,
like, the,
manipulation.
Yeah, he did the collages, the cat collage and stuff. I mean, I really like the one cat collage. The one with all the eyes. And I don't know. I wonder if about that choice, but well, both of them have a lot of eyes, but
the one's a little vaginal, kind of. I don't know.
Yeah. But for sure, like, and just even getting my hands on the Watchtower, one of the Watchtower collages, because Tommy didn't have any of them.
Oh, really?
And I had to borrow one from a friend of his, so it's just nice to be able to, like, see the stuff, you know? Because I'd only seen it in reproduction, and often these self-published books, we wouldn't be scanning them on the computer and then, like, directly outputting from that. For example, we'd be, mainly we'd be laser copying the stuff, shrinking it down, and then copying from that, so you lose a lot of the the information, like, so it doesn't look as good.
Well, the depth,
so it's nice to be able to print them, like, you know, right from the original kind of thing. So it's nice to see them that way. Because, for example, the Watchtower ones, I'd only seen, like, in kind of like a second generation, you know? So, anyways.
And you were given pretty much a carte blanche on, you know, color, black and white, just put it together?
No. I had to kind of, like, drive Andy crazy and bug him for, like, Andy, I need 16 more pages of color. You know, like, or just, can I cut out 16 black and white and put, six, you know, and I had to, like, you know, because he,
wrestle,
you know,
him.
He's not
rich.
Yeah, he's not rich. I mean, he's got county council funding, but, you know, he's, you know, like any small publisher, he's struggling, right? So I kind of had to,
And he's an author himself, too.
Yeah.
I've got one of his books at home.
Yeah, that was it. The Mole Chronicles?
The Mole Chronicles. Yeah. I read the first half of it. It's quite good.
Yeah, yeah, it's published by another company, I forget.
Insomniac, maybe?
Yeah,
and Joe Ullman has stuff in there, too. Mm-hmm. Some more Canadian stuff.
But anyway, anybody else favorites?
Whoa. Well, the cover is my favorite because you'll never see that again in its original state.
It's nice to see a lot of the books that were books together,
like the Alan Thicke book, just to see them all together as one collective, because I've redrawn the Alan Thicke, but I don't have the whole series. There's like how many? Six different ones? With the Alan Thicke book?
Oh, yeah, six, yeah, I think.
And they're all in here, so that's good.
No. Who made the Alan Thicke book?
That's, that's a doozy.
There's like a story.
Jason.
I drew it in a copy store on Broadway and Street in Vancouver, and, I was waiting for my printing to be done, and it was just really quick, and then, I passed it on to Peter Mark or someone, and Pete started redrawing it.
Yeah, they were just kind of scribbles.
They were kind of scribbly. They were kind of like, you know, when you've been making artwork too long and you've been, like, haven't slept in a while and you haven't eaten
You know what it's like, everybody.
Comic artists of the world listening to the podcast. And that's showing the process, or just you guys copying each other and doing comparisons of how each person would do each piece.
Yeah, well, Jason wasn't sleeping, and he wasn't.
Yeah, this was
in the Patriots.
Watching too many golf tournaments.
Losing mind period there.
Yeah.
For a while.
Jason's having a rough time. He scribbled this down, real loose drawings, and then Pete took those and drew right over top. No, I don't know if he. I don't know what's. I don't know. Anyway, what happened was it just got remade, redrawn a bunch of times. Sometimes it was drawn over again. Like, I think, was that the second one?
Maybe.
Yeah, it's really confusing.
And these are, they were basically like eighth page size? Or are they full size?
Yeah, quarter 8.5 by 11.
Okay.
16 pages, I think. So it was kind of redone,
six different times. Redone when I just photocopied the book and redid it over top of the photocopy.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
I didn't have the original drawings.
But I thought you started from scratch. I didn't realize you drew right over top.
No, and some of it's like taken away and stuff and added to it. Because I just turned mine into a story.
Back to the comic narrative?
Yeah, back to the comic narrative.
Seeing Nagadot makes me just realize that I'm getting older, and, like, time's going on, and, like, it gets all, like, you look back, and it's, like...
But that's the great thing about it. It's, like 20 years from now, we'll still have this.
Yeah, I don't know, like...
All our books will probably disappear.
Like, I think back to, like, 1994 or something, I'm like, well, it's 12 years ago, and I was just, like... We're still doing this thing, and, like, I'm, like, 36 now, and I'm just, like, how many more years am I going to be making these small books for and stuff, but I don't know. it's a lot of fun, you know. It's a good community thing. There's a really good community in Vancouver. You know, as people leave and come and go, you still stay in touch with them, and then they sometimes come back, and it's just like, it's a way of, you know, friends just keeping in touch with people, and it's just like, a lot of the time you just make them for your friends and stuff, and you don't care about getting a, you know, a big review or a radio interview.
Big time radio.
No, but but I don't know, it's that's how I got into drawing myself, but
because we'd send them the broken pencil and sometimes they'd just be like, why bother? They don't really understand. Like, not like we expect people to understand, but it's kind of like, I don't expect them to understand, but they'd just kind of be like, what is this stuff?
It seems like the times now understand it better than the times when it was made. Like, when actually a lot of these were made, I think they're better understood now in this book than when they were made. Not like we were ahead of ourselves, but it's just like, I don't know.
We were prehistoric.
Yeah.
You're setting a whole new harpoon. Yeah, Kramer's ergot, eat it.
Yeah. Screw you, Kramer's.
Kramer's ergot. I actually quite like that anthology.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Yeah.
Quite fabulous. But it ain't no Nagadod.
Yeah. And Nagadod ain't no Kramer's.
It ain't no Kramer's.
To be fair.
And you guys will be at Sophia Books on March 15th, Mark Bell, Owen Plummer, Jason McLean, Marc Delonge.
We will.
We won't have people.
We'll see
place.
You there, Robin.
We won't have people in place of us imitating who we are, like
which is actually
proxies.
Originally what Mark all of our to do for the interview.
Actors. Yeah.
Get Colin to ask the questions and we pretend to be you or something, and he's going to be
know.
That.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think this is better.
Yeah, the better. Yeah.
But thank you guys for joining us, or joining me, for the Ink Studs Radio Hour of Fun.
You're welcome.
Thanks for joining us. You came down to our turf.
No, we made
it on the wrong side of the tracks.
Larry Bird, Humperdinck, and the Peking Monkey proudly present Knob Central, appearing courtesy of Cabbage with a short lawn productions, Duncan, British Columbia, Canada. MC Le Bien, Curtis Interrupters, and Crappy Bluebeard.
I'm the nicotine dwarf of the East China Sea, always drinking Thai tea and doing hot tea. Do the master fool. Do the master fool. I'm a piece of crap, I'm a happy camper. I'm the happiest man on earth, I'm a motherfucker. A non-stop party from the Ferrari to the hearse. Rock and roll's like beating off, only worse. I'm a full-blown alcoholic. Watch. Ha! Do the master fool. Do the master fool. Shift way to back. And frished.
Yo, shouts out to Gordy Walkfoot, rolling hard. Yo, the battery cat, three nuts in the sack. The fat Medusa painted brown, mark black. Short brim hat, the pom pom stack, take an oath to Odin. We're going pound for pound, clown dung covers the ground. Put on the work club, this on your foot, crappy guitar. Sleeping in a bra, abstract diplomat, gonna crash the car. We take it back from here, near to far. We take a trip, farewell algebra. Judy Hensky, Uda Pensky, down with the philosophy of Gurdjieff and Gretzky too. You're more cohesive than who? Bucky Fuller on glue? Let me give you a clue. Shapeshifting Jew, could be the tack in your shoe, could be the jack in your box, stop, hop, or soccer. Who cares where it gets you to? Yo, yours undeceivable, bold, unretrievable, sold to the seasonal style of whatever's clever and seems kind of practical. Or something like that.
Clairvoyant lack of a day, MC Le Bien. Open up your flat chest and bring the tight booty.
Bull buggery race, Syracuse State. Indian Robin given where the fuck's my modeling play. 1 million mates of papers walking the cash street with a pump organ and hip sack full of gold meat. Touch the magic of my dug hitting tea leaves. Smelly olive glove of rally sandpaper thieves. Randier than a hermaphrodite in Backman Turner Overdrive. More precocious than a kid in Spirit of the Beehive. Like Chief Dan George Gervin, the Iceman cometh to put a feather in Leonard's part six and runneth over an ostrich man weekend at Bernie's. Hanging in the sack with a roadie from Journey. Do a chain link fence, use the condom, don't worry.
Phew, that was a doozy. My name is Duck Duck Goose, and you're listening to Crimes and Treasons Radio. I'm going to start with a mix from my friend Eric Dennis Devereaux. I forgot the name of the mix right now, but I'll come with a name later. Crimes and Treasons, CITR, 101.9 FM.